Hi everyone, welcome to our daily devotionals. Today I have the privilege of closing out our devotionals on the book of Hebrews. And so let's take a look at Hebrews chapter 13 together. Hebrews chapter 13. Let brotherly love continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Remember those who are in prison, as though in prison with them, and those who are mistreated, since you also are in the body. Let marriage be held in honor among all, and let the marriage bed be undefiled, for God will judge the sexually immoral and adulterous. Keep your life free from love of money, and be content with what you have. For he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Remember your leaders, those who spoke to you the word of God. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Do not be led away by diverse and strange teachings, for it is good for the heart to be strengthened by grace, not by foods which have not benefited those devoted to them. We have an altar from which those who serve the tent have no right to eat. For the bodies of those animals whose blood is brought into the holy places by the high priest as a sacrifice for sin are burned outside the camp. So Jesus also suffered outside the gate in order to sanctify the people through his own blood. Therefore, let us go to him outside the camp and bear the reproach he endured. For here we have no lasting city, but we seek the city that is to come. Through him, then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of lips that acknowledge his name. Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. Obey your leaders and submit to them, for they are keeping watch over your souls as those who will have to give an account. Let them do this with joy and not with groaning, for that would be of no advantage to you. Pray for us, for we are sure that we have a clear conscience, desiring to act honorably in all things. I urge you the more earnestly to do this in order that I may be restored to you the sooner. Now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good that you may do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. I appeal to you, brothers, bear with my word of exhortation, for I have written to you briefly. You should know that our brother Timothy has been released, with whom I shall see you if he comes soon. Greet all your leaders and all the saints. Those who come from Italy send you greetings. Grace be with all of you. Amen. So today I just want to focus on verses 15 and 16. It says, through him, then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of lips that acknowledge his name. Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. The whole letter of Hebrews is constantly pointing to the fact that Jesus is our great high priest, and there is no other way to God but through Christ. During the times of the Old Testament, there were these high priests, and their primary responsibility was to offer up animals as a sacrifice for the sins of the people. And the only way that they were able to be in a right standing with God was if they shed the blood of an innocent substitute, which was an animal. And this was done every year. But our Father in heaven sent his only Son, Jesus, who offered himself as a once-for-all sacrifice. Our Lord Jesus Christ has died as the innocent substitute for all who believe in him. So the only way that we can approach the holy God, that we can have a right standing with God, is through faith in the final, perfect, and innocent substitute, Jesus Christ. So if Jesus has paid the price for our sins, what sacrifices are we to offer? We no longer have to offer sacrifices for sin, but now we offer sacrifices of praise. And that is done in and through our entire life every aspect of it. And so now the author tells Christians and us today, do not neglect to do good and share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. In other words, the life of a Christian is not only to be a worshiping life, but a shared life, a life of doing good for others and sharing your possessions and your heart with others. We are to offer up sacrifices of a shared life. Now, what does this look like? What does a sacrifice of a shared life look like? Well, doing good is a general term for all kinds of practical ministry to others, whereas sharing means sharing the essentials of life with those who lack them. For the audience of this letter, some of the ways that they were to do good and share what they had was by showing hospitality to strangers, verse 2. Verse 3 says, remembering those in prison as if they were in prison with them. Verse 4, upholding an honorable and pure marriage. Verse 5, not loving money but being content with what they had. Verses 7 and 17, remembering and obeying their leaders. And verse 18, praying for others. These ways still apply to us today, but of course there are hundreds of ways to do good for people and to share your life with them. So if I were to sum up this in one sentence, a shared life is a life of surrender. And I think that's why this is called sacrifice that is pleasing to God. It's focused not on ourselves, but on the well-being of those around us. And there are two areas that I feel like we can surrender. A shared life of surrendering our status and our comforts. You know, Jesus calls us to live a life of sacrifices that are pleasing to Him. And it's hard to say, you know, why Jesus is pleased with such sacrifice. But in the benediction of this letter, the writer says this in verse 20 to 21. Now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good that you may do His will, working in us that which is pleasing in His sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. You know, God is pleased with the sacrifices of a shared life because it ultimately is God's will working in us. It is God's good and perfect will for all to do good to others and to share what we have with them. We were never meant to hoard our possessions, but to share what we have been, to share what we've been given. And as we offer up sacrifices of this shared life, God's will is being done. On top of that, this is done through Jesus Christ. It reflects Christ and all that He has done in the perfect will of His Father in heaven. Christ is the one who has offered up a sacrifice of a shared life with us. He surrendered His status as the King upon the throne. He surrendered His comforts by dying for us on the cross. And all of this shows us just how much our Heavenly Father loves us. And so today, as we remember the love of the Father and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, how will we respond? How will we live our life? Will we hold on to our own status and comforts in a selfish way, or will we sacrifice it in a pleasing way to the Lord? God calls us to be a part of His will and to do it through Christ. Let's remember the love of the Father and the grace of Jesus, the cross that has made a way for us to have a shared life with our Father. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we remember today your great love for us, how you love us so much that you send your one and only Son to die for us on the cross so that we might have a shared life with you. God, thank you for your Son, Jesus. Thank you for His blood. Thank you for His sacrifice. And I pray that in response, Lord, that even though we no longer need to offer up sacrifices of sin, we now want to lift up sacrifices of praise. Help us, Lord, to do this in your will through Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us in our daily devotionals, and I hope that you'll continue to join us. Even though we finished Hebrews, we're going to look at Philemon tomorrow, and then we'll go on to the book of Romans after that. Have a great day.